Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait a minute, why are we doing this?
It's a good song, man. What's the, an excuse
have
to play
you Brandon outside?
You ever seen his video?
If I have, it's been a long time ago. It's not sticking out in my mind. Should I search it?
It's a lot of women.
Yeah,
like a lot of women.
I thought it was Brandon.
No. I mean, but it's a lot of women. I mean, she's
she's robust, men. Singular. Okay,
well, she's a robust lady.
Was it the Weather Girls? Is that the name of
the Weather Girl?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I see what you're talking about. I can't lie. It's a good song. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls coming up in just a few minutes, as it is a safe space on the Midday Show. Joining us right now to talk about all the Eagles issues, how we fix this, and where this season is headed, our guy Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL on social media. Ross, how are we doing?
I am doing very well, fellas. How about yourself?
We are over here recklessly speculating about what's wrong with the Eagles, so we're going to throw you in this, Ross. When you look at this team, and I know it's not one thing, but what do you think is the easiest fix for this football team?
Ooh. I think that there's two that jump to mind right away. One would be the penalties. Maybe three, actually. Three things that I think would go a long way towards being the difference in the outcome of these games. One would be the penalties, which I don't know if that's really a quick fix or an easy fix, because they've obviously been saying, hey, let's stop with the penalties, and it's still not happening. Which, by the way, the pre-snap penalty thing, that like blows my mind away, because they don't even have that many like shifts or motions in their offense. This isn't like the Rams or the Niners or some of these teams where they have all kinds of pre-snap motion and shifts. There's really no reason for the Eagles to be having as many of the pre-snap penalties as they're having. But that's answer number one. Answer number two is just to not turn it over. You know, I mean, they win probably these last two games if they just don't turn it over. Now, maybe that's easier said than done, but the Saquon fumble, Xavier Gibson fumble, they win that game probably without those. And then the Hurts pick, and certainly the Hurts fumble, they probably win that game. And we're probably singing a different tune. That's number two. Mm-hmm. And then number three, which is really interesting, which I guess I haven't actually seen the reports. I've just seen you guys talking about it, which is to run Hurts more, which is always a good solution. But now I guess, who reported that and what did they say?
So Jeff McClain on his podcast Uncovering the Birds said he had heard back from the summertime that Hurts had expressed interest in running less. I'm paraphrasing, but the idea of running less this season. So that started then. And then Jimmy Kemsky this weekend after the game in one of his stories post the Bears game reported something similar, that Hurts had expressed not wanting to run as much, and that's part of why we're seeing less of that.
Well, that's interesting. Because two things on that. One is, it still feels like he wants to win badly enough that when it comes to winning time, they need to do that. You know, they need to have him run in those certain situations late in games. I would like to see them do it a couple times earlier in the game to try to help the blocking angles for Saquon, and then certainly in the playoffs. The second part of that is, I think if that's really what was said, I think that that invites a healthy discussion as to just how good Jalen Hurts is if he didn't run it at all. You know, I think there was a lot of the conversation in the offseason, is he the fifth best quarterback or the sixth or seventh or whatever, you know, wherever everybody was ranking him. And he's certainly, in my mind, you know, a top 10 guy, or at least was, whatever. But a lot of times when I'm arguing about Jalen with people or discussing Jalen with people, one of the major, you know, positives for him is his running and the impact that that has on the running game and the passing game and how that opens things up. So if he's running significantly less and it's not as big of a part of his game, then that hurts my argument. You know, when I go on other shows or in other cities and they're like, oh, Hurts really isn't that good. I'm like, well, you guys don't understand, you know, part of the reason why Saquon has such huge holes and they run is because of Hurts' threat in the running game, blah, 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 blah. If he's not the same threat in the running game, then I don't have that to say when I go on, you know, radio shows in other cities.
Ross, speaking of Jalen, last month or so, the numbers are pretty stark and starkly, yeah, they're poor. Now, three of those games were in bad weather, which is, we got to bring up, and it's fair. How would you assess the way he's throwing the ball right now? It feels to me that the legs part of it is a big part, and I agree with you. Feels to me like he's not as accurate as we've seen him in the past. I mean, I think he's very accurate, but it feels to me like he has been less accurate with his passes, even the completed ones over the past few weeks. What are you noticing just for him as a thrower the last month or so?
I think that's probably fair. I'm trying to think about the games. If you think about Lions, Packers,
Cowboys, and Bears.
Now, it felt like Cowboys in the first half, he felt like he was pretty on in the first half of that game. I'm trying to go back and remember, but it felt like the passing game and in rhythm and some of those throws, maybe the one to Devontae wasn't great. But I think that's fair, Joe. I don't think he has been as accurate as he was previously or needs to be. I think you nailed it. It's not always whether it's a completion or not. A lot of times it is ball placement and whether or not he's putting the ball in a good place for the guy to be able to get yards after catch. Feels like it's been a pretty bad year. You know, I'm sure those stats are somewhere, but it feels like it's been a pretty bad year for yards after catch.
They're down. Yeah, I can look it up, but it does. I feel it too, just watching. It feels like they have less like catch and run, and they're super big plays there. Ross, let's go to the other side of the ball for Friday's game in particular. I'm trying to unpack what the Eagles' defense is, because I feel like I have a grasp on the offense. It's not great. We hope it gets better. But Ross, part of me is starting to wonder if I was fooled, if we were fooled. So the defense first couple months of the season had some moments, but it clearly was a drop down from last year. And then they had that month stretch. They play the Vikings, and they beat up Carson Wentz, and then they take a pick six back. They play the Giants here, dominate the game. Bye week, they add Jalen Phillips, and they play those two weather games against the Lions and Packers, and they dominate. And what I started saying, they're back, right? It's Fangio's figured it out, and they're back to being a defense that could carry them. And then they go to Dallas, and they struggle in the last three quarters. And then we saw what happened to the Bears. Ross, when you add it all together, how good is this defense? What happened on Friday? Was that just they're breaking because they're on the field too much, or did I get fooled by a good four-game stretch?
It's a terrific question. I still think they are a really good defense. But, I mean, Ben Johnson, the Bears, had him in a blender, man. You know, you watch that tape. First of all, Ben Johnson did an outstanding job with some of the concepts. You talk about motion and false keys, and I'm not sure, Hugh, if you go back and watch it, I'm not sure what Jalen Phillips is doing on some of those. They must have told him to hang for the quarterback or to be ready for jet sweep coming the other way, but they were really just cutting it back to the backside C gap a number of times, and there was nobody there. It was like they figured out if they ran certain motions or certain false keys. It felt like, Joe, they got them schematically. Now, I will say they were getting pushed around at times also, and there were some double teams that were displacing those guys, knocking them back. I'm not here to say it was a good game for the D-line because it wasn't, or the entire front seven because it wasn't. But some of those holes, you can't get those holes unless there's a schematic advantage. In other words, like, let's say we have really good blocks up front and we're knocking the D-line back a little bit. It's still not a 5-yard wide hole, Joe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's still, like, these are big human beings. It's still not that big. It felt like Ben Johnson. Listen, I think Fangio's fantastic. I don't know if anybody that's come on this station and praised Fangio more than me. I love, like, everything about him. I think he's hilarious. Tells it like it is. He gave a lot of praise to Ben Johnson during the week before the game, and rightfully so, because it did feel to me like Ben Johnson kind of had Fangio and the Eagles defense a little bit of a blunder on Friday.
It did, yeah. And the job he's doing, it kind of reminds me of Sean McVay's first year with the Rams. I mean, a complete turnaround. And that team, they're a number one seed right now in the NFC. It's wild to watch. All right, Ross, let's look forward to a couple things. Let's start with this. Let's start with Thursday night. It's a game I'm going to be fully locked into, the Cowboys and the Lions, because coincided with the Eagles struggling, the Cowboys are rising, and now we have ourselves a race here. And I feel like this is the biggest leverage game the Cowboys might have left on their schedule. If they win this one, I don't know how many more they're going to lose here, Ross, which puts the onus on the Eagles to then start winning a lot. What do you think of this game Thursday night, the Cowboys and the Lions?
Well, I'm going to be there. I'll be calling the game for Westwood One out there in Detroit. And so I think that'll be on WIP. So if people are driving around Thursday night, they should be able to listen to it here on the station. So, Joe, I'll do everything I can to try to bring back a win for the Lions.
Okay, good. That's what we're sending you there for.
No, I mean, you know, it's so funny because you always say it's not necessarily when you play team or who you play, it's when you play them. Lions are in a bad way right now. I highly doubt Amon-Ra St. Brown plays. He sprained his ankle against the Packers on Thanksgiving. Then Terry and Arnold, their top corner, they just put on IR with a shoulder surgery. The Lions are really beat up. I think the good news is they still have a pretty good team, and they realize this is kind of their last stance at it. I mean, if you look at the wild cards right now, 9-win Seattle, 9-win San Francisco, 8-win Green Bay, including having swept the Lions, and they're 8-3-1 because of that tie against the Cowboys. So the Lions know it's kind of do or die. They pretty much have to win this game. But listen, I already recorded the Even Money Betting Podcast today. I'm a little surprised that the Cowboys are the underdogs by 3 points. I'll be taking the Cowboys in this game. They are playing very, very well. And you know why? More than anything else, they're beating people up front. They got 3 awesome D tackles right now in Odighizuwa, Kenny Clark, as well as Quinnen Williams. And then their O-line, those 2 young guards they have, the Tylers, Tyler Smith, Tyler Booker, they are pushing people around. Unfortunately, Joe, I would lean towards the Cowboys winning the game. Hopefully for all of us that have any involvement with the Eagles, that's not the case.
All right, Ross, let's look forward to the next Eagles game Monday night, which if Dallas wins, like you're predicting, that puts more pressure on the Eagles to get a victory Monday night against the Chargers. Your assessment on the Chargers, what kind of matchup this is, and how big of a drop-off? We know it's a drop-off, but how big if Herbert is out and Trey Lance has to?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The play.
Well, that's massive. Although I will say, Trey Lance looked really good in the preseason. Now, I know people say, oh, who cares about the preseason? The thing is, he never looked good in the preseason anywhere else. He didn't look good in the preseason in San Francisco. Didn't look good in the preseason in Dallas. They really just kept him because he's the number three overall pick. He looked legitimately good for the Chargers to the point where they felt comfortable getting rid of their other backup quarterback options. I think it was like Heinicke they traded because they felt really good about Trey Lance. And he can run, which gives the Eagles problems at times. I'd be stunned, though, Joe, if Herbert doesn't play. I mean, you want to talk about something? I don't know how many people even realize this. The guy broke his hand. He went in and got it x-rayed, confirmed it was broken, got a splint, ran back out there. Trey Lance didn't even get a full series. He came in during the series when Trey Lance was out there. Love, love, love Herbert. But that is annoying to play with that. It probably limits his running. And their offensive tackles are not good. This is a game where the Eagles need Jalen Phillips, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt to totally dominate off the edge to get pressure on Herbert. You can get him to turn it over, and they cannot get run over. You know, the Chargers just ran for 200-some yards, I think, against the Raiders. So what do you think Greg Roman and the Chargers are going to try to do the Eagles after watching the Bears tape? This will be a big guy's game. This will be a man's game on Monday night.
Man, whoop a man.
Where the Eagles D-line needs to step up.
Great stuff. Ross, we appreciate hopping on as always. Have a safe trip to Detroit. We'll be listening, and we'll catch up next week.
Sounds great. See you guys.
There he goes. Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL. Big man's game Monday. Hear that?
Man, whoop a man.
Yeah, he saw the same thing you and I did, specifically the way you viewed it, was Jalen Phillips. The only way I could describe what I saw when the receiver was blocking him and he was backing up, and maybe he was told, like Ross saying, he would have responsibility in case the quarterback leaks out. It just felt like he didn't want that smoke on Friday.
And listen, as a former defensive end, you supposed to ragdoll that fool. Like, you supposed to use him as a tackling dummy. You supposed to grab him by his shoulder pads and throw him all around the place.
When I saw the receiver running him to block, I'm like, oh, he's going to take him on. He just kind of backed up.
Yeah, but no, you hold the point. Like, you hold the point of attack. Like, you and if you have to, you put him in the hole, and you keep your outside leverage. He was running underneath blocks. He was losing outside
contain. Not his best day.
It was not. He looked like Hassan Reddick when Hassan Reddick was trying to get sacks.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9490. Let's get back to the phone lines here. A lot to discuss. And, you know, we're having a discussion today. And, it, you know, this is a safe space. The Midday Show always is a safe space. Now, I say that, and I did yell at Mark earlier, which
you
I apologize
did. Mark,
for.
Mark, we didn't mean to yell at you, but it was just
well,
like,
I meant
you know,
to yell.
Was,
I probably
right.
deserved it.
Yeah. Other than Mark, it's a safe space for everyone to have their take on this. Have you thought about
we're
it?
We're all curious.
Have you wondered? It's okay to be curious. Have you wondered what the offense would look like if Tanner McKee was
okay
under
to
center?
Be curious.
It is
only natural.
It is okay. Let's go to
Man, that scared me. I thought my phone went off. I was like, wait a minute.
you think Jay in West Philly's curious? Let's find out. Jay in West Philly, what's up?
Song.
Playing their soul.
Song is crazy.
Man.
It's a good song. Hey, sing it, Jay.
Old Jillio, kiss of death, Jillio.
You got it.
You sit there, once you said the division was won,
mm-hmm.
4 weeks ago you was hollering about Jalen passing good, it's a passing team, near the MVP votes. Now you want to replace him?
Well, I've thought about it.
What did you think about it for?
Well, because the offense stinks.
Doing that reckless speculation.
I mean, Jay, yeah, you ever do thinking? What, you ever think about things?
What's going to happen if McKee get in there?
Well, could it be worse?
I mean, is the penalties going to stop? The false starts?
No, could they score less points?
The ball starts by the slot receiver, stop.
Do you think they'd score less points?
Is Tanner McKee going to tackle DeAndre Swift?
No, well, he doesn't play. Jalen Hurts didn't tackle anyone either.
We're talking about the offense. Don't either, but you're blaming him for everything.
No, I didn't blame him for everything.
He ran the wrong way, right? Mm-hmm.
So you have you then thought you about it or not? So have you thought about Tanner McKee or
why
not?
Why would I think about it? For what? Why would I do that? I'm just coming off a Super Bowl victory.
Just coming off a Super Bowl victory.
Yeah, 8-14.
Oh, no, Jay, don't do that. Don't do the 8-4 thing.
Do it, Jay. Do it, Jay. Do it, Jay.
We can't. That's,
I'm telling you.
You can't do that.
You're ungrateful, Jillio. That's what you is.
That's what it is. You're ungrateful.
You were just at the parade. Are you grateful for the last four games? 59.1% completion, 6.6 yards in attempt, 86 passer rating, 3 fumbles, and a pick.
The defense was back. And you thought the defense was back playing against Jared Goff?
I don't understand.
You thought the defense was back to number one playing against Goff? The same cold weather that we played in, they played in. So what you think they would have did if it was warm weather? But that's all Jalen for, right? You going to put McKee in there, it's going to change everything?
Do you think they'd be worse? You haven't answered that.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be worse.
Why?
Yeah, they're going to be worse. What's going to change? Is that going to stop Mike Elada from holding?
Mike Elada.
That's going to stop all the false starts?
No, but you know what? It might lead to the ball getting out faster. It might lead to more accurate passes. Yeah, it might not. You know, it might be better.
Is that going to help the center with the bad back? Accurate passes. Mm-hmm. Didn't Smitty run the wrong route on that hot read?
Why are we assuming?
We don't know. The verdict is still out on that.
Why are we assuming Devontae was wrong and not Jalen?
Because you heard Kurt Warner say he's supposed to sit down. He's supposed to go out and take the out on that.
Is Kurt Warner in the hot read, he threw the ball and ran the wrong way. I have a question. Is Kurt Warner in the Eagles huddle?
Yep.
He's a Hall of Famer. If you wanted it to be your point, you would have brought him on. Kurt Warner said this. Kurt Warner said that.
I'd love to have Kurt on,
but Kurt's not in the huddle. Bottom line is this, Jay: should that have been completed?
Answer that question: is it going to stop AJ Brown from quitting on routes?
Maybe. Actually, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like the quarterback.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe he likes it. I mean, when Tanner got in there last year, he threw a touchdown to AJ right away against the Cowboys.
Definitely curious about that.
Yeah, I mean, of course I'm curious.
Against the Cowboys, right? Against the Cowboys.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, against the Cowboys, right? It wasn't a playoff team. I forgot. Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Last year it was over.
Jay, do you have the eye of the tiger?
Jay has no eye of the tiger. Jay,
here you go with that eye of the tiger.
Well, you don't have it anymore, Jay. Jay, you've lost your eye of the tiger, Jay.
Man, ain't nobody running behind
I miss
that frog.
You know what I miss? I miss the old Jay in West Philly.
Ain't nobody running behind that frog.
Now we're calling Rocky a frog. Jay, I'm disappointed, Jay.
Rocky had a frog.
Why? Because he a frog? Because this city been running behind that frog for years? A fake boxer.
I knew you didn't have the eye of the tiger.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame.
Yeah. You're running behind that frog.
Well, I think he's from New Jersey. I think the real guy was the Bayonne brawler, Jay. Jay, what do you got?
And he stole that.
Whoa, he's a winner.
Yeah, champion. Took down Apollo and Rocky, too. All right, Jay, what do you got for us? What is your someone to replace someone else?
How about if we get Sean Bell or somebody to replace you in a couple of days?
I knew he was going to do something like that.
Well, so Jay, I appreciate your humor.
Jay, I appreciate your humor.
Here's a
place you with Sean Bell.
Jay, I appreciate your humor.
Too many black folks. On
Jay,
they don't want that.
I was kidding, man. I meant so. Okay, Jay, that was uncomfortable for everybody. I apologize for that. I shouldn't have done that.
Ricky Schroeder came down here and took Ike Show from him.
You're gonna get in trouble. You're gonna get in trouble.
I made it uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Jay, appreciate your phone call. See, here's the problem. Jay's humor was fine, but we're talking about someone that replaced someone, not that someone you wish replaced.
Jay.
Doesn't count. I'm sorry.
You got me in trouble with that with Jay.
Well, you got yourself in trouble. I mean, that was all on you.
I shouldn't have said
that. I mean,
I thought it was funny, though. Well, sometimes.
We're all laughing. Drew.
I already got in trouble.
Yeah, so did Jay bring anything useful to the table?
No, they never. Yeah, I mean, never does.
Never. Like,
no.
What was useful?
He crushed
Rocky.
Yeah, called Rocky a fraud.
Which is just.
Rocky had a rough week, though.
Rocky had a rough week? What happened to Sly?
We don't get political on this show. But
Oh, I missed this.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know, I got to search this.
Interesting.
This is that. All right, let me search this. Drew and West. I'm going to search this while we talk to Drew. Drew and West, Jess, what does Sly do? Go ahead, Drew.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Drew. What's up, man?
As I explained to Kyle, man, honestly, Scout's Honor, I have not entertained or thought about, I haven't dreamed about.
You haven't
about,
even
I
haven't fantasized about, once?
I have not thought about Tanner McKee at all whatsoever, okay? First of all, let's not get too excited. I mean, Tanner McKee, yes, that seems like a good guy and all that. He's performed well in his little moments. You know, he was at Stanford, right? 2 years a starter, 23 touchdowns, 15 picks against whoever he was throwing against.
Yep.
Let's not get all excited about Tanner McKee in the NFL, okay? Let's not get all excited, right? And Joe, honestly, give me an honest answer to this question. And you can chime in too. If I had told you before the season, if I had given you the Eagles statistics, the running game stats through 12 games, mm-hmm. and then I asked you, what do you think Jalen's numbers look like this year? How is he doing? How do you think he's doing? How is he performing compared to past seasons? What would you have said?
Are you asking me to recklessly speculate, or are you talking about now in the moment?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, if you had known how bad the running game was going to be this year, how anemic it is, as hard as that would have been to believe at the time, mm-hmm. if I told you before the season this is what the running game was going to look like, what would you have speculated that Jalen Hurts' stat line would look like this year?
So this is what I would like to happen, Drew. I would have loved for Jalen to be more of a passing quarterback. Like the numbers, you know, like maybe 200 or 300 yards a game. Because that was like, and the only reason I'm saying that is because at the beginning of the season, outside of the first game that we played in, that's kind of what you saw that first weekend was everybody throwing the ball over the schoolyard.
Drew, I probably would have guessed it would have been not great considering circumstances. Yeah,
exactly. So
you're talking about, what do you mean? About as far as like what?
Well, if we couldn't block and we couldn't run, I'm not going to expect Jalen to be great.
Yeah, I mean,
why not?
Because he's not great.
I mean, what I'm saying is, if you knew going into the year that the running game was going to be no threat whatsoever to defenses, you really think that Jalen would it be easy for him to have great success throwing the ball?
I would say I think that with Jalen winning the Super Bowl and playing the last game that I saw him in throwing the football. My point is, I think that he would have been better because he got better, because he looked better. Because the reason why I say that, Drew, is he threw the ball probably the best that we've seen him throw it in that situation. So for me, I was thinking that was going to carry over. Mm. So
But my problem is that was last year's team around him, and mm-hmm. this year's team around him is not in the same stratosphere.
It's not.
But here's the reason. Let me cut you off, Drew, but let me tell you why I believe that. Because I believe what Jalen tells me. I believe when Jalen talks about the main thing is the main thing, that he means that. I believe that when Jalen talks about getting better, that's what he does. But unfortunately, this year, for whatever reason, he has not progressed. Mm-mm. He hasn't. And I don't know, and to your point, that might be the running game. That might be the blocking. But he hasn't gotten better for whatever reason that is.
Yeah. And so look, my takeaway from this season is that there are some strong winds blowing in the face of Jalen Hurts this year that haven't been there before. Whether you want to talk about the coaching with him, the OC being another neophyte who's never done it, the offensive line not able to block for the running game so that the running game is not a threat to defenses, whatever you want to call it, I feel my takeaway is that there's lots of winds blowing in his face, and yet he's still producing numbers, 19 TDs. He's going to have more touchdowns than he's had in any season he's had.
Drew, last thing I want to say, I want to say this in a way that I don't want to poo-poo 19-2. If you look at almost every other number, the closest season to this year is 2021. I think the touchdown interception ratio is masking everything else. His success rate is down. His completion percentage is down. His yards per attempt are down. I think we've become so conservative. He has that touchdown number and interception number makes it look better than it is. This is the worst I've seen him play in a long time.
Okay, well, look, that everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I'm telling you, watching the games and the plays that are called and the patterns that are run, I mean, I am so sick of seeing out out passes to like Devontae or Goddard at the sideline for a 2 yard gain where they have nowhere to run anyway. They can't, there's not even any room for them to make someone miss because the ball is thrown to them when they're about to step out of bounds.
Well,
what is
yeah.
the point? What is the point of that?
That's
dragging down the average yards per attempt.
Sure.
It, ridiculously. And they've got to stop that nonsense.
But
I also
think he's inaccurate and it's dragging down yards after catch. There was a play last week where AJ could have caught the ball and ran and he waited, threw it him. He fell down and there's nothing after it. So I think it's all in there. All right, Drew, what do you got for us? For one guy that replaced someone else or something that replaced something else.
Yeah, but please don't compare him to Aaron Rodgers, who's no running threat at all. And like, he's just, it just don't. He's a washed quarterback.
Yeah, he's we know Rodgers stinks.
Yeah, and so my replacement is Bernie Perron replaced Doug Favell and got us two back-to-back cups.
Bernie Perron's a big one, Drew.
Yeah,
that's a big one. And
super huge.
I like that one. All right, 215-592-9494 to hop in. Also on the other side, it's time for Kiss the Baby here. Our toughest one to date, I believe. This is starting to get hard now. All right, contest line number 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. Caller number one gets in the mix for a prize at the end of the season. Plus, Hugh might tell his old coach to calm down here. You got to hear this audio from Andy Reid. All next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.